talking to your students, what did you tell them with reference to the twos and so forth, as far as safety is concerned, that you always have to do something when you're working?
Have to be careful.
Right. Okay. I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I bet you, if somebody said to you, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, or even if you were talking to somebody else, but I'll bet you,
that doesn't make sense.
All right, in other words, when somebody gives you a dare, then of course, they tell you that basically you're afraid and that you won't what?
And you won't do it.
Okay, I don't think you really understand. I can't figure a way to tell you. All right, you knew when you first agreed to do that, you blank to tell your mother or your wife. Or, all right, in other words, if we're carrying on a conversation and somebody shouldn't have done what they did, then of course you would say to them, I knew when you first agreed to do that that you
couldn't do it.
Or
you wouldn't do it.
Okay, I'm gonna move on. All right, a boy got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have.
All right, would you say anything else? He shouldn't have, or he okay, we'll move on. All right, in refusing in a very strong way, you say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I
am not going to do it.
Or?
I will not do it.
All right. When you get something done that was hard work all by yourself and your friend was standing around without helping, you say you
did it all by myself.
No.
What?
I said, when you get something done that was hard work all by yourself and your friend was standing around without helping, you would say to him, you with reference to him standing there, you working hard all the time, and when you finish, you say to him, all the time he's been standing up looking at you, so
wait. He could have
helped. Okay. All right, suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you say, I'm not sure, but I
will try.
Or with reference to whether you're going to do it or not, you say,
I will.
Well, you're not sure whether you're going to do it. If you say, I will, I'm sure you're going to do it. But if you're not sure you're going to do it, you say, I will
be able to do it.
All right, the kind of a bird that you see at night or in the dark, generally he's the kind of bird in the woods, and people say that they don't sleep at night. What kind of bird is that?
Got a bat.
Yeah.
A bird?
Yeah.
The owl.
Okay.
Birds which shoot at night.
What does it look like?
Large eyes.
Okay.
The kind of bird
that feels holes in a tree.
All right,
any of his eyes. What do you call this bird?
The woodpecker.
Okay. It's kind of a black and white animal with a powerful smell. It's kind of like
the skunk.
All right, is there another name
for it? You look like a cat, though. What's the
name of the thing, usually?
My kind of
cat. Okay.
Okay, what kind of animal come
and raise him is?
Oh, that's the fox.
Animal that's sort of like a squirrel but doesn't climb trees. A kind of animal that sort of looks like a squirrel but he doesn't climb trees, and he's small too. His tail isn't as bushy as a squirrel.
It doesn't climb trees?
Yeah. All right, that's a chipmunk.
Chipmunk.
All right, name the kinds of fish you get around here.
Wait just a minute. Did chipmunk go climb trees?
They